Today's shiur is Masechta Menachos, Daf Mem Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Mem Zayin on Aleph at the top of, on the Tanur Rabbanan. As we have been discussing, on Shavuos, as the Torah describes at great length in Parshas Emor, there was a carbon called the Shtei HaLechem, two loaves of bread were brought. And as we've been speaking, with those Shtei HaLechem came many animals, Purim, Eilim, Kvasim, as a carbon oiler, but also two kvasim were brought as shalmei tzibur. And as we've been learning in our sugyas, the shalmei tzibur and the shtei halechem were very connected. Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, says the Gemara, the Kifsei Atzeres, these two shalmei tzibur, a mekachmas halechem, do not have the ability to be mekadosh the lechem, El b'shchita. Only with the shchita of the Kifsei Atzeres do the Shtei Alecha become Kadosh. And as the Rishonim point out, what the Gemara means to say here is, as we learned in the previous shir, there was tenufa done with the Shtei Alecha and the Kifsei Atzeres, even though there was one tenufa done for them, that tenufa is not what is Mekadosh the Shtei Alecha. It is the shchita that is mekadosh the shtei alechem. Ketzad, and the Gemara explains itself, shachta mishmon, the zor of dam mishmon, if the shchita of the kifsei tzeres were done properly, and the zrika was done properly, the halacha is, kadosh halechem, the lechem becomes kadosh. However, discusses the braisa, shachta shaloi lishmon, if the shchita was done shaloi lishmon, and then the zrika was done shloi l'shman, the halacha is like kaddish halachem, the lechem doesn't become kaddish. And the Rishonim give a number of different explanations why this is the halacha. Some explain because we learn it from a carbon toida, that the halacha is that the carbon toida wasn't brought l'shma, the lechem that comes along with the carbon toida doesn't become kaddish. Others say we learn it from the Eil Nazir, which we learned in the previous year, the halachas of the Shtei Halachem are learned from the El HaNazir. And by the El HaNazir, the Torah says, V'sa'ayil yas zevach shlomim, the ayil has to be brought l'shma. If that ayil is not brought l'shma, it's not mekadosh the lechem. And therefore, so too will be the halacha by the Shtei Halachem, if the Kifsei Atzeres are not brought l'shma, like Kidesh Halachem. Another pshat that I saw the Rishonim suggest is as follows. If the Kifsei Atzeres are not brought l'shma, then they revert to being regular carbon shlomim. And only these special shlomim, the Shalmei Tzibur, the Kifsei Atzeres, have the halacha, the lechem come along with them. Regular carbon shlomim do not have lechem come with them. And therefore, Kifsei Atzeres that were brought, that were shachten, shaloi l'shma, have the status of a regular carbon shlomim that do not have the ability to mekadosh the lechem. And as the Chazon Ish points out, the nafkamina between these different pshatim is, as we've discussed already at the beginning of Masechta Zvachim, at the beginning of Masechta Menachos, there are two types of situations of shaloi l'shma. There's shinui kodesh and shinui bayli. Shinui kodesh means that you had in mind a different carbon. Shinui Bailim means that you had in mind the wrong owner. If, says the Chazon Ish, we learn the halacha from Ayil Nazir or Karban Taida, there the din of Shloi L'shma applies whether it's Shinui Kodesh or Shinui Bailim. It will be considered a situation of a Shchita Shloi L'shma, which will create the situation of like Kidesh Halachem. If, on the other hand, we learn it with this Svara, that we just explained, so that perhaps will only be a situation by Shinui Kodesh that the halacha will be that the lechem will not be kodesh if it was the shchita was done shloi l'shma, not if the shloi l'shma was a shinui bailim. Continues the brisa, shachtan l'shma, if the shchita was done properly l'shma, but the zarah was done shloi l'shma, but the zrika was done shloi l'shma, halachem kodesh ain't a kodesh. The lechem is kaddish, and the kaddish, what this sort of ambiguous statement means, we'll see in a moment. That is the opinion of Rebbe. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Omer, however, Loilam Ayin the Kaddish, it's not considered the Kaddish, Achi Yishchot Lashman, Vizukam Lashman. He holds that both the Shechita and the Zrika of the Kivsei Atzeres must be done Lashma in order for the Lechem to be Kaddish. Ask Taisus. Rebbe Lezer of Shimon is the man, the Omer throughout Shas, who holds that Kala Omer Lizroik Kizaruk Dami. You don't have to have the actual Zrika. As long as it's ready for Zrika, it's considered as if it was Nizrak. So why over here does Rebbe Lezer of Shimon hold that you have to have an actual Zrika Lishma for the Lechem to be Kaddosh, when he is the Mandama throughout Shas that doesn't require a Zrika Lishma? Kol Oymel Zrik is enough. So I saw a number of Terutzim and Rishonim how to answer this question. One parrot that suggested is that indeed over here as well we'll say that Kol Oymel Lizroik Kizaruk Dami. We'll say the same concept here like we say it throughout Shas. Another parrot that I saw that Rishonim suggest is that even if Rebbe Lezer of Shimon is the man Dami that holds that Kol Oymel Lizroik Kizaruk Dami, he certainly will require, he will certainly agree that if the Zrika was done improperly, then even though we say Kol Oymel Lizroik Kizaruk Dami, Lemafreya, retroactively, it will become obvious that this Zrika wasn't a Zrika that can make the Lechem Kadosh. And therefore over here, even though Kol Oymel Lizroik Kizaruk Dami, retroactively, the Zrika becomes possible. And a third teretz that I saw that the Rishonim suggest is that even if though we hold Kol Oymel Lizroik Kizaruk Dami, that's only when we're speaking about the lechem, about the carbon itself. The blood of the carbon itself, we could say a concept of Kol Oymel Lizroik Kizaruk Dami. But here, we're not speaking about the carbon itself. Here we're speaking about the lechem. The lechem is not the dam itself. To rely on the concept of Kol Oymel Lizroik Kizaruk Dami on not the dam itself that's being nizrik, but only on the lechem that is not the carbon itself, there we don't say the concept of Kol Oymel Lizroik Kizaruk Dami. And as the Briskera explains this machloikis, he explains that the way to understand this machloikis is we need to understand, he says, what does the Zrika accomplish as far as the kedusha of the lechem? Does the Zrika accomplish, he suggests, that you have to have a valid Zrika in order for the lechem to be kadosh? And over here, certainly, we have not had a valid Zrika. That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it, he suggests, is that we don't necessarily have to have a valid Zrika. But what we have to have is that the Shechita, it's the Shechita that's the matter, he suggests. But when is the Shechita matter? If there was no disqualified Zrika to prevent the Shechita from being a matter. That means, as long as there wasn't a Zrika which could be a spoiler, then the Shechita has the ability to be matter. So he explains as follows. If we say that in order for the Lechem to become Kadosh, we have to have a full-fledged Zrika, then the Halacha will be that we can't just rely on Kol Oymel Lizroik Kizaruk Dami. We're going to have a full-fledged Zrika to be Mekadosh the Lechem. If, however, we will hold that the primary matter is really the Shechita, and as long as the Zrika wasn't done improperly, then the Shechita has the ability to be Mekadosh the Lechem, then the Halacha will be that we can rely on a Zrika, which is just the Oymel Lizroik Kizaruk Dami. Ask the Gemara, my time of the Rebbe. Rebbe, who we just learned, is of the opinion that the Shechita alone has the ability to be Mekadosh the Lechem. What is the basis for his opinion? Says the Gemara, because the Pasuk says, So since the pasuk speaks about zevach, from here we see that it's just the zevach alone, the shechit alone, that's mekadosh the lechem. Remember the shechit the mekadosh. So how does the Rav Elazar of Shimon respond? For Rav Elazar of Shimon, yasa, since the pasuk says yasa, the pasuk is teaching us achi yasa kol asiyosav. All of these steps have to be done in order for it to be kadosh. Ask the Gemara, isn't Rav Elazar of Shimon making a very strong point? Ask the Gemara to Rebbe, the Rebbe Nami Haksiv Yasa. Doesn't the pasuk use the word Yasa? Answers the Gemara, Iksiv Zevach Yasa. If the Torah would have used the word, says Rebbe, Zevach Yasa, Kidakarmit, you indeed would be correct. Because as he explains, the Torah, by saying those words, it would be a situation of a prat, zevach, yasa, followed by klal. And we have a rule throughout Shas, prat u klal, ein b'chlal, ela b'masha b'frat. And prat u klal, I mean, on the contrary, nasa klal, moisev ala prat. The klal comes to add to the prat. And it's not just the zevach that would make the lechem kadosh, but you would need as well Yasa, everything else. However, points out Rebbe, Hashta, that the wording of the Pasuk is Yasa Zevach, so it falls into the category of Klal Uprat. The Halach is Klal Uprat, Ein Bechlal Elamasha Befrat, B'maz Yasa, so how does it become Kadosh? B'zvicha, strictly through the Shechita, no other way. Ask the Gemara, the Elazar of Shimon, so now that Rebbe has said such a great shot in the pasuk, how does Rebbe Elazar of Shimon defend his opinion? Haksiv zevach. Doesn't the pasuk use the word zevach, which clearly indicates that the shechita alone is mekadosh the lechem? Answers the Gemara. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon will tell us ha'hum ba'ile. He needs that pasuk to teach us the halacha that Rebbe Yochanan taught us. Don Rebbe Yochanan, hakol moedim shetzarch she'lechem shashchita. Everybody agrees that the lechem should be there b'shas shechita in order for the lechem to be kaddish. So, as Tosfos points out, certainly you also need the lechem b'shas tnufa. What is the Gemara emphasizing by saying it has to be there b'shas shechita? He says what it means is that it's not just that it has to be in existence, but what the Gemara of Yochanan says the pasuk is coming to teach us is that it has to be in the Azorah for it to be Kaddish. So as we said before, Rebbe made a cryptic statement when he spoke about the lechem, spoke about the status of the lechem when the shechita was done l'shma, but the zrika was done shaloi l'shma. He used the words Kaddish ve'enoi Kaddish. What does that mean? Abaya Omar, Abaya says, what it means is Kaddish ve'enoi Gomer. That doesn't have a full-fledged Kedusha. Rabbi on the hand says, Kaddish, it does get a full-fledged status of Kedusha, Vein and Nitter, but may not be eaten by the Kohanim. Ask the Gemara, my Benayu, what is the practical nachmanina between the way Abaya and Rava explain the opinion of Rebbe? And it's important to point out, the Rashi has two girsas in our Gemara. And Rashi says that the girsa of our Gemara, which is the first pshat that Rashi attempts to explain the Gemara with, is an incorrect girsa. And therefore Rashi prefers the girsa that we're going to learn the Gemara with. And the basis of this girsa is the following. We know that there are two types of Kedusha. There's Kedushas Haguf, and there's Kedushas Tomin. Something that has Kedushas Haguf can be redeemed, can have pidyon. Something that has Kedushas Tomin can be redeemed. Something that has Kedushas Haguf cannot be redeemed, does not have pidyon. And therefore, suggests the Gemara, that is the nafkamina between Abayi and Rava. Ikka Benayu, lemitzvahs pidyonim. The question is, if somebody will be paid the lechem after there was a shechita lishma and a zrika shaloi lishma, according what will be the status of that money? Rabaya, according to Abaya, tafas pidyonim. Because according to Abaya, since it's kadosh v'ein gomer, it doesn't have a full-fledged kedushas haguf. So since it doesn't have a full-fledged kedushas haguf, it's a candidate for pidyon. Whereas according to Rava, lo tafas pidyonim. Since according to Rava, kadosh, Rava's saying it has a kedushas haguf. Just as a special halacha, the einam nitter, that the kahanim may not eat this lechem, but it has kedushas haguf, and therefore, since it has a kedushas haguf, it's not a candidate for pinyon, and the money that would be used to make a pinyon would not be a valid pinyon. Tosfos points out that the discussion of our Gemara is in explaining the nafkamina between Abaye and Rava is strictly regarding the pinyon money. Does that pinyon have any validity in halacha or not? But certainly points out Tosfos, as far as the carbon itself, as far as the lechem itself, everybody agrees that the lechem may not be eaten. Why may the lechem not be eaten? Because either, as the Rishonim point out, the lechem became kadosh by being in the tanner. Others say it became kadosh by being in the, with having tenufa with it. Both of these prevented from being allowed to be eaten. Continues the Gemara. And again, learning with the second shot of Rashi. Says the Gemara, Bishlam l'Rava, according to Rava, we could understand the machloikis between Rebbe and Rebbe Lezer of Shimon. Because according to Rebbe Lezer of Shimon, that Zrika is required for the Kedushas HaLechem. So according to Rebbe Lezer of Shimon, certainly until you had a Zrika L'Shma, if there was a pinyon on the Lechem, that money would become Kadosh. According to Rava, the way we're understanding Rabbi's opinion, if there was a pinyon done on the lechem after the shechita lishma, since that lechem has a kedushas haguf, according to Rava's understanding of Rabbi, if pinyon was done on it, it would be a meaningless pinyon. And since it would be a meaningless pinyon, the money would still be chulin. So we could well understand, says the Gemara, the machloikis between Rebbe and Rebbe Lezer of Shimon. However, asked the Gemara, El Abaya, according to Abaya, that says that according to Rebbe, if there was a pidyon done on the lechem after a shechita l'shma, with a zrika shaloi l'shma, the money will become kadosh. The money will become kadosh, because the lechem, according to Abaye, does not yet have a kedushas haguf. And that certainly is the opinion of Rebbe Lezer of Shimon. Ask the Gemara, if so, what is the machloikis between Rebbe and Rebbe Lezer of Shimon? So the Rebbe Kiva Eger asks that the nafkamina is very understandable. The question is, what is the status of the lechem? Certainly, as far as the money is concerned, the Gemara explained very well the nafkamina is, there is really no nafkamina. Both of them will agree that the money has to be treated with kedusha. But according to Rebbe Lezer of Shimon, given that there wasn't a zrika l'shma, there is no kedusha saguf on the lechem at all. Since there's no kedusha saguf on the lechem at all, if there's pidyon, the lechem will not be kadosh anymore. Whereas according to Rebbe, even according to Abaya, the lechem has a level of kedusha, and even if there was pidyon, the lechem, as we explained before in the name of Tosfos, would not lose that kedusha. So what does the Gemara give that as a nafkamina? Says the Keren Ayra, that actually is the teretz that the Gemara now offers. Ikka b'nayut, the nafkamina will be l'fsula b'yotza. If it becomes possible by being taken out of the Azara. That means, if the Lechem was taken out, Rashi gives two pshatim. The first pshat Rashi says, is if the Lechem was taken out between the Shechita and the Zricha. According to Rebbe, even according to Abaya's interpretation of Rebbe's opinion, the Lechem will become possible. Because since the Lechem has Kedusha, we know that anything that has Kedusha that's taken out from where it's supposed to be, we've learned the concept of Yotze many times, is possible. Whereas according to the Rebbe of Shimon, since there wasn't yet a Zrika Lishma, so the Lechem doesn't have any Kedusha, and if it doesn't have Kedusha, there is no Psul Yotze. Another Naftamina Rashi says, is if the Lechem was taken out between the Shechita and the Zrika. So, the Lechem will become Pasul, and even if we'll bring other Kvasim, we will not be able to ever use this Lechem again. Whereas according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, the Lechem doesn't become permanently disqualified, and if we have other Kvasim that will do the Avodah with properly, those new pair of Kvasim could be connected to this Lechem to serve the proper Shtei Lechem procedure. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, Bar Mnei Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchum Rav Chi Bar Abba, Kivsei Atzeres Sheshochtan Lashman, if the Kivsei Atzeres was Shochtan Lashman, the Zorek Domen Shloi Lashman, and the Sriku was done Shloi Lashman, Oysa Lechem Ma'u Bachila. What will be the halacha regarding the achila of that lechem? Can that lechem ever be eaten? So Mepharshim asked, the Shita asks, we've learned many times that Abdu HaKvasim, Abdu HaLechem, that if the Kvasim become disqualified, so too does the lechem. So, what's the Gemara's question? So the Shita answers, that's only if they were matched up together. That the Lechem cannot be matched up with Kvasim. But here the Gemara's question is regarding the Edom of the Lechem. The question is, may that Lechem be eaten? Another way that the Shita answers, it is a nafkamina between when the Kvasim become disqualified, becoming lost, that we discussed in the previous year, the din halacha is avdu kvasim, avdu lechem, versus al gemara, where they didn't get lost, they only became disqualified. And therefore, as the gemara will go on, there may be a nafkamina and a halacha between the din that we learned yesterday, avdu lechem, that if the lechem gets lost, then the lechem gets lost, versus our Gemara, where it's Shloi Lishman. Ask the Gemara, let's try to understand this case that Rav Shmuel, Rav Yitzchak, is asking. I'll leave the man. According to whom is Rav Shmuel asking this question? He'll leave the Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, if he's following the opinion of Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. Homer, hasn't Rav Elazar Rav Shimon told us clearly, the Zrika he the Makacha, that until the Zrika, the Lechem is not Kaddish. So since it's not Kaddish beforehand, it can't be eaten before it had the proper Zrika. E Aliva the Rebbe, and if he's following the opinion of Rebbe, have we not said, Ben Labai Ben Larova, Kaddish, that even if the bread is Kaddish, Ben Anitahu, if the Shechita was done Shaloi Lishma, the bread may not be eaten. So what's the question? Says the Gemara, Ela Liva the Haitana. We're following the following Tana. The Tana, Avud Rabbi Yim Rabbi Abba. Shtei Alechem Shiyotsu Ben Shechita Lizrika. If the Shtei Alechem were taken out of the Azor between the Shechita and the Zrika, the Zorak Domem Shal Kvasim Chutz Lizmanam. And then when the Zrika of those Kvasim were done, they were done with a Machsheves Pigel. A machshava to eat the carbon chutz l'zmanoi after the right time. Rabbi Lezer oimer, Rabbi Lezer is of the opinion, ein belechem shem pigel. The lechem which is already outside the azara, since that lechem is already disqualified, it cannot obtain another disqualification of pigel. Which means as follows. Normally, when a carbon is brought with lechem, a machsheves pigel on the carbon will also affect the lechem. But here, since the lechem is outside the azara, when there's a machsheves pigel taking place, that lechem will not become pigel. Rabbi Kiva, on the other hand, holds that yesh belechem shel pigel. That lechem will become pigel. Amar Sheshes, and the Gemara now goes on to try to explain Rav Shmuel's question. Next of Sheshes, the following point. Hani Tanon, both of these Tanon, Rav Elazar and Rav Akiva, Kerebi Svirlei, hold like Rebbe, Dama Shechita Mekatsha. The bread, it becomes Kadosh with the Shechita alone. Since the bread becomes Kadosh with Shechita alone, that therefore, when the bread is taken out of the Azara, the bread becomes Pasul. Miu, Rabbi Lezer Tameh, Rabbi Lezer follows his Shita throughout Shas, which we'll discuss soon. Dama ein Zrika me'elis le'yotze. That Zrika, which is the avoida, where a carbon will become pigel, because as we've learned many times, in order for a carbon to become pigel, all of the avoidas have to be done with a machsheves pigel. Given that the Zrika is the last avoida of the four avoidas done on a carbon, the carbon becomes pigel by the Zrika. But if the carbon has a different disqualification, then it doesn't become pigel. So here, says Rabbi Lezer, since these lechem were taken out of the Azara, and they're taken out of the Azara after the Shechita, they become disqualified, so a new disqualification, another disqualification of pigel, cannot be added to them. Rabbi Kiva Tamei, Rabbi Kiva follows his opinion, that only if it's intrinsically invalid, that's when it can't become pigel on top of an existing disqualification. But if the disqualification is not intrinsic to the carbon, like in this case, it's only because it was taken outside of the Azara, therefore the halach will be that the pigel intention can make the lechem pigel. And the Gemara now goes on to explain where we have this machloikis of Rav Lezer and Rav Akiva. The Tanan. We know that halacha is as follows. Kachim are subject to me'ilah. But there's a very big nafkamina between kachim and kachim kalim. Kachim from their moment of designation a subject to Me'ila until after the Avoida is done. After the Avoida is done, the parts that go on the Mizbeach are no longer subject to Me'ila. The parts that go on the Mizbeach are still subject to Me'ila. The parts that are eaten are no longer subject to Me'ila. By Kachim Kalim, it's just the opposite. Kachim Kalim are subject to Me'ila until the avoid is done. After the avoiders are done, then the emrim, which are supposed to be put on the mizbeach, becomes subject to me'ilah, and the rest of the carbon still remains not subject to me'ilah. Says the Mishnah in the Masechet Me'ilah, emurei kachim kalim, emurim kachim kalim shiyotz lufnei zrikas damim. They were taken out of the Azara before the Zrika. Rabbi Kilazar Omer, Eima Alam Behem. there will not be any ni'ilo on these Amorim. Even though normally the Amorim of Kutch and Kalim, as I just explained, do become subject to ni'ilo. Here, since these Amorim are already disqualified because they were taken out of the Azara, they can no longer become subject to ni'ilo. Furthermore, says Rebbe Elazar, since they already have this disqualification of Yotzei, and Chayavim, they cannot become Chayav, Shapigal, Moiser, and Tamar. Again, all with the same longest because they're already disqualified. Rebbe Akiva, on the other hand, as we said earlier, says that even though they are disqualified because they were taken out of the Azara, since it's not an intrinsic disqualification in the carbon itself, it's only because they were taken out, therefore, Rebbe Akiva is of the opinion, Mayalim Behem, they're still subject to Mi'ilah, and they're also subject to Chayon HaMashem Pigol Noisu V'Tamei. Now, given this background, the Gemara now goes on to explain the question of Rav Shmuel. What will be, according to Rav Akiva, what will Rav Akiva hold in the case, the question according to Rav Akiva, what will he hold in the question of Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak discussed? Does Rav Akiva say, that even though the lechem was taken out, it's still, as we just learned, according to Rav Akiva, able to become pigel, just like the basar is able to become pigel. So the halacha is that the shechita that was done shaloi l'shma, the halacha is that when shechita is done shaloi l'shma, the animal may yet be eaten. So just like the basar, Zrika Shloi L'Shma, Nami Shari L'Lechem. Similarly, the halacha will be that just like the Zrika Shloi L'Shma on the Basar creates a situation that even though it won't be, you won't be yoytz the carbon, you will be able to eat the Basar. So since the Lechem was seen is so connected to the Basar, so that we're learning now, a machshava on the Basar affects the Lechem as well. Therefore, when there's a Zrika Shloi L'Shma, which allows the meat to be eaten, so too will the basar be allowed to be eaten. Or perhaps we say, L'chum Ramin, the connection between the basar and the connection between the basar and the lechem is only a connection L'chumra, that if the basar becomes pigel, so too does the lechem become pigel. However, l'kula, to say that if the basar becomes permitted to be eaten, which is a kula, we should also say that the lechem is permitted to be eaten, that light aminim. We only make that connection when we have a chumra created, not when we have a kula, which would say that if the basar may be eaten, so too may the lechem be. Says the Gemara, Maskevah Rapapa Umamai Dechi Isna Avroi Pligi. What makes you say that the machloik is between Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Akiva is when the lechem is outside the Azara? Because the Gemara based its understanding of Rav Shmuel's question on Rav Sheshis' explanation of the Braisa, which says that the machloikis between Rav Akiva and Rav Elazar was in a case where the bread was outside the Azara when the Zrika took place, because, and therefore the bread is certainly possible, and the machloikis was between Rav Akiva, if there's a machshavas pigel on the basar, will the bread also become pigel? Whereas, according to Rav Elazar says it will not, and Rav Akiva says they will. Perhaps the Dilma, Bisnavroi, if the bread is outside Bishas Zrika, Kula Amloi Pligi, everybody will agree, Dein Zrika Me'elos for Yotze, that the Zrika does not affect the Zrika does not affect the bread that when you had a zriku and a machsheves pigel, that the bread should also become pigel. Even Rabbi Kiva will agree. And as the Rishonim go on to explain, even though Rabbi Kiva was the man that said that if there was a zrika and part of the basar was outside of the azara when there was zrika, if it was kachin kalim, Rabbi Kiva says it would be subject to me'ila. So we see that even if it's actually now outside the azara, the zrika does affect it. That's only on the basar itself, because the basar is together with the dam. It's all from the behema. But here we're not talking regarding something that's part of the animal itself. Here we're speaking about the lechem. Since we're speaking about the lechem, maybe the lechem being outside the azara, everybody will agree that a machshava that takes place during the zrika cannot have any effect on lechem that's outside the azara. Rather, b'hadai linapligi, the machlokes between them will be in a case when the lechem was brought back, was taken out and brought back. The Rebbe Lezer saw like Rebbe, Dama Shchita Mekatsha. Rebbe Lezer holds like Rebbe that the Shchita is Mekadosh the lechem. And since the Shchita is Mekadosh the lechem, as soon as it's taken outside after the Shchita, it becomes possible. And since it becomes possible already because of Yotzei, it can't become pigle because it's already possible because of Yotzei. Because if Slu be Yotzei. Rav Kiva, Krevelezer of Shimon, Dama Shchita le Mekatsha, since the Shchita alone is not Mekadosh the lechem, so if the lechem at that point was taken out, it doesn't become possible because of Yotzei, because Yotzei is only applicable on something that's Kadosh. This is not Kadosh, because it didn't have the Zrikas Dam yet. Loimus Lebi Yotzei, says the Gemara Haimai. How can we explain, says the Gemara to Rav Papa, how could you try to explain the Machloikis of Rav Elezer and Rav Kiva this way? Iyam B'shlom Rav Kiva to Rebbe Sfirlei, if we're going to say that Rebbe Kiva holds like Rebbe, Dama Shchita Mekatsha Lehu, that says that the Shchita alone is Mekadosh the Lechem. Haim to come Rebbe Kiva. That's what we could understand Rebbe Kiva says. We could understand Rebbe Kiva's opinion very well. He will hold that the Lechem Kachalei B'Shchita, that the Lechem became Kadosh with the Shchita, V'asi Zrika, and therefore afterwards a Zrika with a Machsheves Pigel can make it into Pigel. However, says the Gemara, if we're going to say that Rebbe Kiva holds that Rebbe Lezer of Shimon Sfirlei, Dama Zvicha Loi Mekatsha, that the Zvicha itself is not Mekadosh the Lechem. So the question is, Zvicha is Pigel mi Mekatsha? Can a Zvicha or Pigel be Mekadosh it? If
open the door,
the Zvicha of the Pigel can be Mekadosh it? Of a pig will be Mekadosh. Until now, it wasn't Niskadosh. Because we're following the opinion of Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, that you need to have Zrika for the Lechem to become Kadosh. When the Zrika is taking place here, what type of Zrika are we talking about? We're talking about a Zrika's pigle. Vamarav Gidl Amarav, Zrika's pigle, Enem Mevila De Mila. A Zrika's pigle cannot bring something to Mila. Or Enem Maitzma De Mila. Ein Mevil de Mila, which means by Murm Kachin Kalim. That if you have a Murm Kachin Kalim, that we said earlier, are not subject to Mila until Zrika. If the Zrika was a possible Zrika, it was a Zrika's pigle, it can't make it subject to Mila. Then it might be de Mila, but beside Kachin Kachin. If Kachin Kachin Kachin, we said, are subject to Mila, always until the Zrika takes place. Here, the Zrika that takes place is a pigle Zrika. That doesn't make the Kachikachin lose its status of being subject to Me'ila. So we see that a Zrika with a pigle Machshava is not considered a Zrika. So therefore, says the Gemara, how could Rav Papa suggest that a Zrika with a Machshava's pigle will be able to make the lechem kadosh if it's a mechzrika or a mechshavas pigel. However, says the Gemara, lab itoysev davgila merav. The Gemara in Masechet Me'ilah refutes Rav Gidl's position, and therefore we could follow Rav Papa's interpretation of Rav Akiva, and we could explain Rav Akiva as he did, and we don't know how to answer the question of Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak. Ask the Gemara, Barnei Rav Yimrim Rav Zeira, Kifsei Atzeres Sheshachtan L'Shmon. If the Kifsei Atzeres would Shachtan L'Shmon, Vavar HaLechem, and then the Lechem was lost. What is the Halacha, asked the Gemara, Ma'ashi Yizuk Domam Shloi L'Shmon, should we specifically do Zrika Stam Shloi L'Shmon L'Hat Abasa Bachila, which means as follows. If we're going to do the Zrika L'Shmo, then the limbs would have to be thrown away. Because we learned before that even bananas, and certainly Rabbi Kiva hold, that the Shechita creates a connection between the Shtei HaLechem and the Kvasim, that if either one is lost, the other one must be destroyed. However, the Gemara is suggesting that maybe we have here an Eitzah, what we can do. We should not throw the dam L'Shem Kifsei Atzeres. We should throw it L'Shem Shlomim. Once we'll do the Zrika L'Shem Shlomim, Shlomim doesn't require Lechem, and therefore they're not considered Kifsei Atzeres. They're considered regular carbon shlomim. And they're not, since it's regular carbon shlomim, as we discussed at the beginning of our shiur, regular shlomim are not connected to the lechem. And since they're not connected to the lechem, we will have a way of a lace being able to eat this carbon and not have to destroy it. So ask the achron, isn't there a halacha that you're not allowed to have a machsheva shaloi l'shma? So how could the Gemara give a suggestion that we should have a machsheva shaloi l'shma? So answer the achronim. Where is there a halacha you're not allowed to have a machsheva shaloi l'shma? Only in a case where if I have a machsheva l'shma, the carbon will be a valid carbon. So of course, as we've discussed numerous times, there's an isser to have a machsheva shaloi l'shma. But over here, this carbon, if we're going to bring it l'shma, and we just explained, will not be usable. There isn't the isser of having a machsheva shloi l'shma. Amalei, so he said to him, Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Yirmiyah, I don't understand your havamina. Yesh l'chadavish ein akash l'shma. If it was brought l'shma, it would not be good. The kash shloi l'shma. How can we have a situation where l'shma, shloi l'shma, puts us in a better place than l'shma? So Zemar, why not? V'rei Pesach kodem chatzos. Let's think about a Korban Pesach before chatzos. That if you bring a Korban Pesach l'shma before chatzos, it's invalid. But if you bring it shloi l'shma, it's kosher. So we see that the first Mishnah Masechet Pesach is vachim. So we see that shloi l'shma is better than l'shma. Says Mahakikar Kamina. I asked the question differently. Yesh l'chadavish nira l'shma. Is there ever a situation where at one point if you would have brought it l'shma, it would have been fine? And then the nitchem l'shma, in our case, because the lechem got lost. So will we have, can we have a situation, asked the Gemara, that ain't a kosher l'shma, that if you continue doing that void on the kifstei atzeres l'shma, they will have to be destroyed, and yet if you do it shaloi l'shma, it'll be fine, says the Gemara. V'rei Pesach after Zmanai. Why not bring a raya from Korban Pesach after the Zman, after Erev Pesach, after Chatzos? If it would have been brought then on Erev Pesach, it would be kosher. If it would be brought then shaloi l'shma, it becomes possible. After that time, if it's brought l'shma, it's pasul. And if it's brought shaloi l'shma, it's kosher. So we had a situation where it was kosher l'shma, and it was nitcha from being kosher l'shma and becomes kosher shloi l'shma. Says the Gemara, this one was meant. It's still not similar to the case of Korban Pesach. Because not only here was a nir l'shma, it was nishchat l'shma. And after it was nitcha l'shma, the nitcha l'shma, if it continued doing the avoid of l'shma, it will have to be destroyed. Then a kosher l'shma. If you continue doing the avoid of l'shma, it will have to be destroyed. But you want us to do it shaloi l'shma, and it should be kosher when it's done shaloi l'shma. Says the Merva like Taida. We spoke about the Karma Taida. That the halacha we discussed in the previous year, that the Karma Taida was brought l'shma, and therefore there's a connection between the Taida and its chalas. If something happens to the chalas, we learned in the previous year that you should then turn around and have a machsheva shlomim on that taida. So we see that don't continue bringing in as a carbon taida, because it's no longer valid carbon taida, given that even one challah crumbled, even one challah was taken out of Yerushalayim, and just turn it into a shlomim. So the Gemara in the previous year certainly gave us this advice of making the taida into a shloi l'shma, turning it into a shloi l'shma situation, because that will make it better. Why don't we say it here as well? So the more we can bring a riot from that case to this case. Because as we discussed in the previous year, Shani Taida, the Rachmana Kari Shlomim, a Taida always has in it an element of a Shlomim. So when we go and we shecht a Taida at a certain point, L'shem Shlomim, we're not doing anything wrong. Because the Taida was always a Shlomim. Whereas here, where this carbon, the Kifsei Atzeres were originally designated L'shma, and now I want to make that Shaloi L'shma, that, as we've been learning, is an improper machshava, and since it's an improper machshava, it's something that ought to not be done. Just to end the shir, there's a beautiful verse from the Aruch Sameach. We're learning that a Pesach that's brought at the right time, Shaloi L'shma, is possible. Even though, as we learned, most Karbanos, if they're brought Shaloi L'shma, we spoke about it in today's shir as well, the halacha is that the meat may be eaten as shloi olu l'baylon l'shem chayva. So the question is, why are we stricter by a carbon Pesach than by all other carbonas? So I saw a beautiful explanation from the Aruch Sameach. What does shloi l'shma mean? They brought the carbon l'shem chul. Says the Aruch Sameach, by all carbonas, when you bring something which is a carbon l'shem chulin, your machshava is a meaningless machshava. And since your machshava is a meaningless machshava, it's not chulin, it's kaidish. Therefore, even though you haven't fulfilled your obligation, we can't say that that machshava has the ability to disqualify the carbon. Whereas, says the Aruch Sameach, the carbon Pesach is unlike all other kabbanas. The carbon Pesach is primarily brought to be eaten by the people who bring that Karban Pesach. So Karban Pesach is somewhat connected to Chulin. Just like Chulin are meant to be eaten, the Karban Pesach is meant to be eaten. Since the Karban Pesach is so similar to Chulin, a machshava of Chulin by a Karban Pesach is considered a machshava that's relative to this carbon, and therefore the halacha will be that a machshava of Shloi L'shma by a Karban Pesach will disqualify the carbon completely.